Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 247. The most important time in your work is the beginning, including your fans from the start. The most important time in your work is the beginning, including your fans from the start. I was reflecting very heavily on this, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Throughout the years, I've had many conversations with people talking about, well, you know, my account is small online, you know, not many people know about it, you know, who am I? And it's okay. That's an okay feeling. You know, it's okay to have that feeling. I totally understand. I do. I really get it. And I wanted to offer a little bit of perspective on that as well, because it's probably single-handedly the best time. Now, you often hear this from people who, once they've made it and they're further along and they say this, but I want to actually give you context as to why it's so important, right? Because part of the reflection that I've had as well is I was looking at, there are several people I admire I follow them online. I don't know who they are, but I follow them online. And they've gotten quite large, you know, 500,000, 2 million plus people. But they really run their whole presence like a community, right? Some of them are artists, some of them are musicians, some of them are, business owners, whatever they might be, right? And the ones that I follow, I love their genuine authenticity. I really just, it's probably like a same meaning, right? Genuine and authentic. But like, there's this like genuine authenticity in their delivery. And it's something that I've always wanted, I've always kept as a value and a belief of like, you know, no matter what, where you're at in the process, that's where you always want to be operating from. And why I was thinking about this is because also my accounts online have gotten substantially larger. And nothing's changed about the way I want to run the community, nor how it continuously feels like an ever-expanding community. I get to know and learn all of you, you know. But what got me thinking about it was just this idea of when, for example, I've now had, you know, quite a few posts that have gotten to like millions of views. And it's interesting because you end up, you know, other parts of the internet find their way over to like your community, right? And you see all these things that they, you know, some people are having these different conversations on their wall. Mostly always all really good. There's been a few where I think they were a little misguided, but that's okay. You know, I handled it accordingly, right? But that's what got me thinking of, it's interesting when you're substantially larger, that there's this bigger management of making sure you stay close to the very essence of what you started from as, and keeping it that way as you continue to grow it while still obviously adapting and changing and being flexible. But where I'm going with this is that like the beginning is so beautiful for a lot of reasons, and here's the main reason that I came across to start, which was all of these great new people that have found my accounts and my podcasts and my work are amazing. It's amazing. But there's all of the rest of the story that they weren't a part of. And that's one of the things I want to share with all of you, is that when you're building from the very beginning, whether you have a few people who know about what you're doing and you're sharing it online, the reason why obviously I say share it online is because in this day and age, how do more people find out about what you're doing? The internet, right? But in that beginning stage, they're there for the journey. They're there for the consistency of you building on your dream and your body of work. And they're witnessing the vulnerability from the start. They're witnessing your rough drafts. They're witnessing your thought processes and how you're, and your perspectives and how the work is being presented and the evolution of that over time. I would imagine, I'm not a parent yet. I'd like to be one day, but I'm not a parent. But I would imagine that, like, it's like when parents say that, you know, when their children get past a certain age and like, oh, well, you know, we'll never have that time again. And I get it. I get it, because it's like you think about the magic of some of those early on times. And so I'm telling all of you that, you know, maybe you're early on and you're thinking like, oh, like, well, who am I? And, you know, the audience size or whatever it might be. And there's just so much magic in that, because they're there for the core, the foundation, the beginning, and they're going to get all of the context, all of your stories. Imagine this, like, right? Like, don't you have friends that you've been sharing stories with for like years and years and years, or maybe like your spouse or partner, right? Like, where they've heard the same stories over and over and over and over again, and you never really get bored of telling them. Maybe you tell them differently each time, or they keep expanding, or you keep expanding on more of that story or of your experiences, right? But throughout the years, they got all of that context. They got all of that version of you, right? And isn't that like cool? Especially like if it's your spouse or your partner or something like that, like they're getting all of these years of you, that part. So I was thinking about how it's when you have the audience of new people that find you at 125,000, 500,000, a million, it's so wonderful that they're glad that they found you, and they're glad that you're glad that they're enjoying your work. But you almost wish they were part of your community, in your circle, and your growth way, way, way early on. And I want to give that perspective to you so you can appreciate that and enjoy those early on times and the people that are around your work. Now, another thing that I want you to consider too is that the beginning is where you experiment. It's where you lay the groundwork for the foundation of how you will move when you are quote unquote bigger, like, or more well known within your talents or your skills or your lane or whatever it is that you're creating, or you're just your life. The beginning is where you experiment and lay the groundwork for the foundation. This is so unbelievably important, and be grateful if it takes longer. I did a podcast episode, if you guys remember, that I said that the longer it takes, the bigger it is. Be grateful it takes longer. And the reason I say that is because you want to really solidify the way you, like, all the things that you're learning, which you're doing basically in public, all the ways and all the values in which you want your, you want to solidify over time. Some will continue to get deeper. Others will change because you're connecting deeper with yourself and you're realizing things that used to matter may not matter anymore. You want that time, but all those early days, all of the earlier, before everybody knows you, you're laying this foundation. And the reason that's so important is because that'll be how hopefully you will operate once you become much more visibly known. And this kind of goes full circle back to the beginning of what I was talking about, how, like, you know, I was thinking about some of these artists that I follow online. There's this one young guy, I think he's like 30, in early 30s, and really, really talented musician, very talented musician. And I love the way he runs his community. And it seems like it's still, now I only really found him, I think it was like around maybe 500,000 followers or whatever. He's now up to like 2.4 million. And I found other artists like him as well too. And it's very interesting how they run their brand and their community the way that they did even many, you know, followers ago. And I love that. And it shows you that they had a core. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that they, who knows what they're going to still be offered for their work and what's going to happen and all that other stuff. And, you know, I pray for the best. And this kind of goes, this solidifies my point even more. If you really ground in how you would like to do things, how you would like things to be, how you would like to, you know, maintain the integrity of your work and the morals and the values of how you're doing it, and not just immediately hand over, you know, that precious work once. So what happens a lot of times too, where here, let me equate this to something. What happens to a lot of times, I've seen this with a lot of musicians as well. They end up proving themselves online. and they end up like with massive following, and then they're approved by the quote unquote gatekeepers. So the people are saying, you know what, we're going to give you so much more for your work. And it's like, really, how's that? Like, I own, if you own the distribution, you have your own community to market your music to. You know, they'll say, well, we'll cover all your costs for this and that, but then, you know, it'll come out of, we'll give you these bonuses, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. But yeah, but most of them are broke and don't make any profit off their music. And it's like, I always feel bad when you see artists kind of hand over the keys to everything they just built versus maybe taking a little bit of extra time to be like, okay, how would I sell my music? How would I sell my merchandise differently than the way it's normally done? How can I make a Shopify or an e-commerce store online? And you know what I mean? Like, and again, the tangent here is just that I believe that when you really are rooted and grounded in the foundation of how you're building something, you will continue to see that through all the way, no matter how large you get. But it's the early days. It's the early days that you're laying that foundation, that you're learning about a lot about yourself. You're also learning about how the world works a lot of times, especially in your own industries. You're seeing like, wow, like, you know, I'm like, I have good work, but you don't really accept me unless I'm this quantity size. Like, okay, then maybe I'm not for you because that's not really a character trait I would align with. Like, you need to have all these interactions in the earlier days while you're growing and building, because it shows you like, that's for me, that's not for me, not my cup of tea over there. You know what, I'm going to stay away from that. You're learning discernment, character development. You're learning how you would like to maintain creative rights ownership over your work. You're learning who might take advantage of that. You're learning how to, you know, make sure that anything that you do doesn't, that it preserves the integrity of your work and doesn't dilute it or, you know, hinder in some way, right? All of these things are so important. So the most important time in your work is the beginning, is the earlier years, is this foundational time, both for you and what you're creating and building, and for the people, your audience, your followers, your fans, your supporters, your community, the people who believe in you. It's so unbelievable of a relationship, and it's so raw, and it's so vulnerable, and it's so amazing. And I will continue to keep leading it that way. You know, even at 127,000, like, let's just say like on Instagram, right? That's just like one of the platforms, right? Well, I'll still lead it the same way at 500,000, and I'll still lead it the same way at 1,000,000, and I'll still lead it the same way on up, right? Because there's a greater mission. This kind of goes back to the episode about, you know, it's not about building a personal brand, it's about building a personal mission. There is so much more to this whole thing when you put it to a mission. And that's where I want to play from. So I love that, you know, my foundation really has been 25 years of understanding the internet, 15 really like kind of understanding the platforms, 10 being online, like myself, and actually putting my own work out there, right? 10, I'm on year like, I think I'm moving into like year 11 at this point. I think it's still at 10, but I move into year 11 at some point this year, right? So like, you know, you need time. And it was funny, I was doing a live tonight and I was on Instagram and I was answering a Q&A from the community. And it was interesting because a couple people had said, yeah, I remember like your early days. I remember your early days. And I was saying, guys, you have no idea how much I love that, because you were there. You saw the process. You saw what I was expanding on. You saw what my thought process was. You saw how that changed, or how I kept reinventing as my skill set changed, right? Or as my writing got more refined, and soul, even like my soul started coming out even more through it. They got to be a part of all that. I tell you all this because I want you to love the beginning so much that in an essence, you won't be in a rush to get to where you're going, and instead you'll be more in a rush to hang out there. And that's probably an oxymoron. It's not even a rush. You'll just be so present and enjoying that moment. I got to enjoy that time a lot, and I'm still very much feel like I'm there. I still feel it's very, very early for everything. So I'm glad I'm doing this episode now, before it gets even bigger. And even then, we're going to still have this conversation. We're going to still, you know, talk about these things, you know. I was watching Chris Williamson, who has like a very big podcast online, whether you like his stuff or not, it's not really the point. But he was addressing his audience. His podcast has really expanded over the last few years, even though he's been doing it for about 6 years. And, you know, he decided to do this really cool video background wall that had never been done with podcasts before. And he addressed some of the audience who said, you know, I always just came for the conversations. I don't need all the theatrics. I don't need all the background. I don't need all this. I don't need all that. And I like how he addressed his audience. And it shows you, like, he takes that into consideration as a community. He said, you know, listen, he said something, I'm paraphrasing, but more or less he wanted to push the boundaries of his own work to see how much further he could take something that means something to him. Any of you that are out there that are listening to this, that are building on something of your own, you understand what stagnation can feel like. You understand what wanting to push the boundaries of your own creative work, something that, like, you're doing, you want more from it. You're embodied by it. Like, you love it. And I love that he was like, I'm just trying to bring a new dimension to something that I love. Now, for those that still want the conversations, you will always have access to those conversations. That's the podcast. That'll never change. But for those that want to have a visual experience, something different along with the podcast, they will now also get that. He's like, and I love that because that basically allows him to push the boundaries as he continues to grow, because you need that too, right? Like, you need that growth as well. But he was also addressing all of his fans and listeners, like, hey, there's still essence that it will always be the same, but I also want to push the boundaries. And I love that because here's why. And this is probably the final point I'll bring up about this, which for this episode, which is because you're always at a new beginning. So if the most important time in your work is the beginning, including your fans from the start, you're always at a new beginning and you're always picking up new fans at new starts at each time frame. And that is what makes this whole process infinite and limitless and open and flexible and adaptable and changing and beautiful. The most important time in your work is the beginning, including your fans from the start. But you will constantly be always in a new beginning as you keep expanding on your work, and you will keep picking up new people. Sometimes you lose people, sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't, but it doesn't matter because ultimately it's the evolution of you and your work in this world. I appreciate you tuning into every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you as always. Please check out the show notes for all applicable links. Free clarity workshop, free goals workshop, creator community if you're interested. We have a 10-day free trial for that. It's very, very affordable. Merch is launching soon. Check out the related podcast episodes. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. As always, I say it helps expand the awareness of the show. I love when you guys do it, and I love when you guys express actually how it really feels. Like, your reviews, I think, are the best in the game. Personally, I think our community has the best reviews ever. When you go, like, I look at other reviews sometimes, I'm like, oh, all right, like, I mean, they're good. I love when I see other people's reviews that are good. I feel bad when they're like, you know. Anyways, it's all good. What the point is that I think you guys are the greatest community in the world, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you as always, and until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.